90.3.
We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca. This is Queercore, and my name is Onyx. I am the brand new host of this show, formerly hosted by Miss Chris. Before we get into the content of the episode, I would like to formally thank Miss Chris for hosting this show in the years prior, and I know it was a really great show here at CKUT. Definitely some big shoes for me to fill here, but I'm also very excited to take over. If you are a frequent CKUT listener, you may know me from Venus Radio, which happens every Thursday. I'm one of the hosts in the collective there. And I play a lot of queer music over there, so now I'm bringing this over here, except obviously with a bit of a different vibe. So as I am beginning to take this over, I know that previously this show involved a lot of call-ins, which is super cool. However, we are going in a different direction now, so, in all, or at least most, future episodes, I'm going to be bringing in local queer musicians, solo artists, or bands, and interviewing them and talking about the music scene and talking about being a queer artist here in Montreal. And so in 2 weeks from today, we're going to have our first interview episode. It's going to be with a new up-and-coming band called Pool Girl. So definitely, if you're listening in 2 weeks, be sure to tune in at 6 to 7 p.m. to listen to that. Today, however, I'm not doing any interview. This is sort of like a little intro episode, into the new content of this show. So I just played two songs. They were Queer As In Fuck You by Dog Park Dissidents and Black Me Out by Against Me. Now, these are very kind of, at least to me, classic sort of queer or trans anthems. If you listen to a lot of queer music or, you know, even just a lot of vaguely punk and rock music, you may have heard of them before, but definitely they mean a lot to me. Just as kind of like being songs that are very much about being unapologetically who you are and, you know, navigating challenges in your life, but still staying true to yourself and, you know, having resistance against the authority or whatever, you know, hardships you may face, which I definitely want to bring that energy, into this show and into how I talk about, you know, being queer and how I talk about music and all of that. That's very important to me. The second song, Black Me Out by Against Me, has also been very personally important in my life, certainly. If I think of all of the songs that have, you know, been around in crucial moments of my life, I would definitely put this up there as a song that has gotten me through a lot of things. On that note, since I am going to be primarily interviewing other artists, I thought I would take this first episode to talk a bit about my own experiences and, you know, my own music that's important to me, and sort of my own kind of thoughts on this before I start bringing in other people. So I'm going to talk about a few different artists, different queer music. I'm going to end by talking about some Montreal artists that I really like. But before I get into that, I'm going to take a more general perspective and talk about some things that I maybe wouldn't have the chance to talk about on somewhere like Venus. That's very much about, you know, playing underrepresented music, really highlighting women. And instead, I'm going to talk about some more, you know, personal things, get into some stories, get into some commentary. So the first thing that I want to talk about is there's this one song, and I will play it for you in a moment, but it is something that I have always very much felt a connection to in terms of being queer and in terms of queer music. Now, this song is by My Chemical Romance, which is a very popular band, but this song is I would say, sort of a deep cut as far as it goes in terms of their known music. This is this demo that is, like, not very well known. So I say that first to say that, you know, here on CKUT, I'm not just going to go play music everybody's heard, but also that this song does feel very special because I feel like, because it is not very well known, it's something that anyone who does know this song probably has some kind of connection with it. And it is a song that is pretty explicitly about being queer, which is very interesting for a band that is so popular and makes a lot of music that is kind of broadly appealing. But this song is called Not That Kind of Girl, and it is very explicitly about dressing in drag and going out in public in drag. And the lyrics don't explicitly say anything directly about drag, but it is kind of obvious, and also the band has, in one, I don't know if it was something, you know, way back in the day put online or in an interview somewhere, but there is one piece of commentary where what this is about is explained. And it's this, it's just a very interesting song, especially if you do know this band and you do know how much of a fan community there is for this band and this music in general, especially around queer people. I mean, I would say that even if this isn't an explicitly queer group in terms of the band itself, the fan community is extremely queer, extremely trans. I've met a lot of other trans people through that, and it has brought me together with, like, a lot of people I now hold as very close friends. And so I find that very interesting, and I guess now, without further ado, I'm going to play this song, which, again, I've always wanted to play this on the radio, because to me it is a very important queer song, and just about, you know, struggles with your own identity in a way that feels very, like, raw and very personal.
Everybody's talking about the way you left your man, so we'll wave goodbye, yeah. Everybody's talking about the way you held his hand, so we'll grip real tight. Everybody's talking about the way you cut your hair, I could give a fuck, yeah. Everybody's talking about the way you smoke that bear, I don't care at all, cause we're all just drowning, all just drowning. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. So say goodbye to all the friends. I'm not that kind.
So, hello again. That was Not That Kind of Girl by My Chemical Romance. And to talk a little bit more about sort of the meanings of this song, at least the way that I interpret it and a lot of other people I've talked to about it interpret it, is that it's about sort of wrestling with different internal identities. In this instance, that being the identity of being a cis man versus dressing in drag and being queer. The lead singer of this band is queer in some way, has talked very briefly online about gender identities and possibly being gender queer, but is also very explicitly not public about any of that. But this song alone does have that message of, you know, a queer identity, and sort of talking to yourself and having a dialogue with yourself about how to express those identities, you know, in the world versus when you're just alone with yourself. And I think those are all very interesting themes. Yeah, I know that there's lots of music that explores themes like this, but just due to circumstances of my own life and my connection with this band and with other fans of this band, that song really does it for me and really means a lot to me. Just because I really like them, and from things I have occasionally talked about on Venus, I'm at least guessing that at least some queer CKUT listeners also appreciate an occasional dose of MCR. And because this is possibly the only time I'll ever really get to go into this on the radio here, I'm going to play one more of their songs before moving into some other things. This song is called The Foundations of Decay. It is a new song compared to their other music, and it also has a really powerful message, you know, about finding yourself and about resistance and, you know, all of that. And, like what I was talking about earlier, I really want to bring a theme of, you know, empowerment and resistance to all of my conversations about queer music. Even if it isn't music that is explicitly queer, or even if the artists aren't, you know, out as being queer, I think it is equally as valid and important to be able to read music as being queer. And, you know, even if it isn't something that very loudly and vocally says, you know, I'm gay, I'm trans, it can still be very fundamentally important to the queer and trans communities. And that is how I feel about this song, where it is something that is can be read in a lot of different ways, but is something that I interpret to me as being applicable to my queer experience. And it's also about, you know, cycles of growth and rebirth and, you know, getting back up again after hardships have happened. So, again, I really want to bring in this idea of reading things as queer and looking into the deeper meanings behind music, and also, you know, looking into influences in music. I have been talking about this a lot, perhaps, but, you know, MCR and other bands in this genre have really influenced me personally and also as a musician myself. So I think that's important to acknowledge. And this is also going to lead us into my next topic for today, which is going to be on covers of popular songs and covers with queer and feminist takes on songs that are otherwise not necessarily, you know, of that line. So here is The Foundations of Decay.
Thank you.
So that was The Foundations of Decay by My Chemical Romance. My favorite lines from that song is this one part where they say, "You must fix your heart and you must build an altar where it swells." And that can be interpreted in so many ways, but what I was talking about earlier with reading this song as queer and applying it to the queer experience, that is definitely one of the points in which I see that is kind of a crucial moment of, you know, putting your effort and your care into things that you know, are important to you and that make you feel love and where you can heal. And we are now also approaching the halfway point of this episode. So I would just like to remind all of our listeners out there that this is CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca. The show you're listening to right now is Queer Core. It runs every other Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. My name is Onyx, and this is my first time hosting this show. I'm going to be the regular host going into the future, but I am taking over from Miss Chris, who was the previous host. So what I'm doing here is today, I'm giving a bit of an overview of some queer music that has been personally important to me, whether that is music by queer artists or music that I read as queer and apply to my own queer experience. In future episodes, I'm primarily going to be interviewing local queer artists, whether that be bands or solo projects. So if you are listening and you are queer and you do music, you can absolutely request to be interviewed. You can find us on social media, on Instagram. You can either message the CKUT Music Instagram account, or you can find our Instagram account. And you can also, of course, email us. Additionally, I know that Miss Chris did a lot of phone calls on air. I'm not specifically advertising for phone calls on air, but if you want to, that is going to continue to be welcomed here. Of course, not during an interview, but I can also take calls. So far I've talked about a few different queer songs. I started by playing Queer As In Fuck You by Dog Park Dissidents and Black Me Out by Against Me, two which are pretty prominent queer anthems. And then I talked about My Chemical Romance and what that means to the queer community and my experiences with that as a queer person, analyzing some of the songs, specifically Not That Kind of Girl and The Foundations of Decay, as being relevant to the queer experience. Now I'm going to talk about, in a somewhat similar vein, I will explain how this is connected, the act of covering a song as a queer or as a feminist artist, specifically because there's one song in particular that I want to talk about, which is the cover of King for a Day by Pierce the Veil, which is a fairly well-known song, but covered by Daisy Grenade, as well as featuring some other artists. Daisy Grenade is a sort of up-and-coming, now actually quite popular, or at least relatively so, artist in the current kind of, emo pop punk scene, I suppose you could call it that. It's fronted by two women who are amazing. I've seen them live once, and it was just brilliant. And they covered this song, and I think this is super cool because I feel like we're starting to see more and more of this, of songs that are, like, you know, popular songs done by, you know, straight men, being kind of, you know, taken over by women or by queer people, especially things like this where it is often in a scene or in a fan community that is very predominantly queer people. And I just think that's super cool and also super interesting. And this is also just an amazing song. So I am going to play this for you now. This is King for a Day by Daisy Grenade. After that, we will have a quick ad break, and then I will be back on to talk about some more music.
Suicide, everything wrong. No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Not what I got.
So, this is Queer Core on CKUT 90.3 FM. The last song you heard, I just played King for a Day by Daisy Grenade, their cover of this pretty iconic song. Just a reminder, my name is Onyx. I am a member of the Venus Collective, which I contribute to hosting every Thursday. So you may know me from there, or you may not, but I am now taking over, regularly hosting Queer Core, which runs every other Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. So if you like what you hear so far, you can tune in 2 weeks from now. You can also find us on ckut.ca on the Queer Core page. You can also contact us on Instagram. That would be at queercore, C-K-U-T, being Q-U-E-E-R-C-O-R-P-S-C-K-U-T. And you can message us there if you are interested. Our email is also there. That is Q-U-E-E-R-C-O-R-P-S at ckut.ca. Now, why do I advertise this? Well, for all future episodes, I am planning on interviewing local bands. So if you are a queer artist, if you have a band, or if you are a solo musician, you can contact us and be interviewed here. Next time, 2 weeks from now, we will be interviewing Pool Girl, which is a local, very brand new, up-and-coming band. So listen in 2 weeks to hear about them. They're super cool. They just started putting out music recently. They're very excited to be here, and we're very excited to have them on air soon. But today, I have been going over some music that is personally important to me as a queer person, and as a musician, and as someone who just likes queer music. And I'm going to play one more song that is really important to my own queer experience before ending this with some music that I like by other Montreal artists. And so this next song I'm going to play is called Inkpot Gods by The Amazing Devil. The Amazing Devil is a band that I've liked for a really, really long time. And their music is just phenomenal. It's brilliant. It's amazing. And also they talk a lot in their songs about music that can be applied to the queer experience. As I had been talking about earlier, I think it's very important to do sort of a queer reading of music and look at music through a queer lens, which is a perspective and a theme that I want to apply to this show as I will go on to discuss music further. And this particular song, Inkpot Gods, says a lot of things about gender. And this band is never explicitly queer, but it's pretty obvious they have a lot of queer themes here. And, you know, this song... Okay, well, none of the artists in this band are trans, but as a trans person myself, I take this song, and it means a lot to me in terms of my own gender. So without going into this further, I think it is best now if I just play for you the song. It is also just a beautiful song, and I would really recommend all of their music. If you are queer, or if you're not queer and just appreciate this type of music. So here is The Amazing Devil.
Be the man my father never was.
What you hear is not silence. It's just the trees waiting to hear what next you are. What you see is not the dark. Just the gods up turning ink pots, 'cause they know what you'll become.
And to those gods I will speak bluntly. We've had a call, if you ever touch your heart in. Please rest assured that you might not fear a man, but to a woman by the end you'll be lovely.
'Cause I'm more than what my mum told me.
She's giving up, and I don't know what to do, how to help her, how to bring her home.
I can hear him break, and he doesn't understand.
And I wish that I could take his hand, but where I'm going is for me and me alone.
And I can hear her sing.
You all along.
Hello again. That was Ink Pot Gods by The Amazing Devil. And you are listening to Queer Core on CKUT 90.3 FM. So as I said earlier, that song is very important to me as a trans person and as a queer person in general. I think there are a lot of relatable themes in that, in terms of staying true to yourself and, you know, being better than the people that came before you and figuring out what you want in life, which are all themes that I want to bring to my discussion of queer music. And, you know, that is, as I had said at the beginning, in terms of my taking over of this show and talking about queer music, that is absolutely something I want to focus on in terms of how music can empower us and help us figure out who we are and, you know, be used as an act of revolution, as an act of resistance, and also as an act of healing and of love for ourselves and for other people important to us. So now, as we're coming to the end of this show, I'll only be on until 7, so a little more than 10 minutes left. I wanted to talk about a couple of local artists that I really like, and that not only do they make great music, but that you can also see and experience live. So the first thing I want to talk about is Jetsam, which, if you listen to Venus and have heard me on there, I do talk about them a lot. That is also because the lead of this band does work here at CKUT, and I do know them personally, but I did discover this band before I ever knew them and fell in love with the music, and then it was kind of crazy coincidence. I started working at CKUT and realized it was the same person, but I just remember the first time I saw them was at Trackside, which is a local punk venue. Well, not really a venue. It's a sort of underground music space here in Montreal, over in Saint-Henri. And I was there for the very first time. I had never really been into a space like this. I mean, if you've been there, you know what it's like. And there were, I don't even remember what the theme of the show was, but I just remember there being so many, like, queer people around, and everyone was just super into the music, and this band was playing, and I was just like, you know, I don't know, I just kind of had a moment, like, that it was just kind of like a very, I can't even describe it very well, but it was just a very much, like, full body experience, like, you know, like, getting, you know, being in the crowd with this kind of very chaotic environment. And anyway, I have continued to listen to this music, and I've seen this band many times since, and of course now I am fortunate enough to know them personally, but I'm just going to play two songs. They are called Borderline and Villain, and this is from their most recent EP, Assimilation is Death. And they are, I believe, putting out new music sometime relatively soon. They're also playing a lot of concerts, going on tour this summer. So anyway, the first song is Borderline, and the next song is going to be called Villain. So that was Jetsam. Again, they are a local band also involved at CKUT. And you can find them online, and you can also have a good likelihood of being able to see them live in person, which is a great experience. I love all of their shows. Now to conclude this episode, there's just one more artist I want to highlight, which is Vrilnia. They are a metal band, also local to the area, and they are fronted by a female lead vocalist. And I also saw them, they are fairly new, I think, although maybe not, but they're gaining in popularity, but I saw them like maybe about a year ago. And I remember I was at this like very kind of like, you know, it was a small venue. It was part of this like series of metal competitions, I think. And I remember all of the other bands there were just all of these, like, you can imagine, like, very much, like, white men, you know. And then this was the last band that played, and, I mean, she sings, like, so beautifully, and it was really cool, and I've seen them again since. And I have, through this, have kind of delved into this whole genre of, like, you know, this genre of, like, melodic metal or, like, operatic metal, various subgenres, I guess, that have a lot of female singers, which is super cool. And, again, this is also something where, like, I don't know if this is queer, but in the same concept I was talking about earlier, like, even if the artists aren't explicitly queer, there is, you know, an element of resistance here, of transgression, of, you know, all of those themes that we've been talking about. And so I just wanted to end this by playing one of their songs. And I also just want to conclude by reminding you this is Queer Core on CKUT. You can tune in every other Monday from 6 to 7 p.m., and you can also find us online, ckut.ca. And at QueerCoreCKUT on Instagram. So this is The Flaming Eyes by Vrilnia.
Jean-Philippe Marquis has crafted a dazzling and unsettling film essay on forestry practices in the Pacific Northwest, home to the world's tallest trees. Juxtaposing sublime aerial imagery with Velite workplace footage, he meets people whose livelihood is connected to the forest economy and culture, tempering a critique of neoliberal forestry practices with an up-close understanding for people who labor within the system. The opening weekend of Sylvicola will take place at the Cinémathèque Québécois and Cinéma Public, with screenings starting from Friday, March 22nd. For more information, go to cinemapolitica.org/film/Sylvicola. We hope to see you there.
Condemn Israel's Holocaust against the people of Gaza and their civilization, asserting not in our names. But the current military frenzy is part of a long, violent process. From the Wings Archives, 1990, six Jewish women from Israel and the U.S. tell Susan Rivo what opened their eyes and made them say, not in our names.
It just reached a point where I couldn't stand my own silence anymore, and I felt like if I was feeling that, probably a lot of other Jewish people were feeling that.